The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, 50 Cent opened the G-Unit Studios in Shreveport, Louisiana, and expects to boost the local economy with jobs. Dancehall icon Elephant Man breaks Nick Cannon's record with 38 children. Oh, Lord. And Glorilla. Yeah, rapper Glorilla got arrested for DUI, and she asked the officers, "Do you know who I am?" That's all at the top of the hour. We'll talk about it then. Right now, it's time for Ask the CLO. This is from Trell in Sandy Springs. Trell writes, "My husband loves a freezing cold home, and I prefer it to be around 75 degrees so that the kids and I are comfortable. He said he's turning our garage into his man cave. Is he unwilling to cooperate because he really wants his own space?"
Well, lady, your house is not going to be freezing because now you can let the man cave freeze. I mean, what difference do it make? I mean, that question has no merit to it. The man want a man cave. Now you could let him have a man cave, as you should. Mm-hmm. Just let the man have
every
a space.
Man should have one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. A little corner in the house that belongs to him, where the kids is off limits to. And let him have that, and then he can make that whatever temperature he wants.
Yeah.
He can make an icebox, Betty. She wants what, Shirley?
Yeah, her problem is she doesn't want him to, like, just be out in the man cave all the time.
Well,
you know, and
that,
all of that, and not spend time in the house.
He don't want to be in there with y'all all day.
Yes, that's it.
That's what the man cave is for.
And that's what she's asking. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And he needs that, as do most men. Just like women need some me time too. Quiet as it's kept, men need it too, because men don't have the same outlets y'all have. Y'all have group therapy with each other. Y'all rally around each other. We don't. Let that man have some time to himself. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
But I tell you what, we are going to do, though. We're going to cut this damn heat back up, though. That's what we're going to do.
Cold, yes. All right. Moving on to Fallon in Oakland. Fallon says, "I've been married 6 years and my husband has a 2-year-old daughter by his coworker. It all happened after I allowed a threesome with this woman. Every time I get angry about the child, he says it's my fault. How can this baby be all my fault?" Wow.
Well,
wow.
You allowed the threesome.
Wow.
It was cool. Now, see, you can't get mad at the results of the threesome when you was cool with it. Y'all was in there.
Yeah.
Birth control.
Y'all saw what y'all was doing. Ain't nobody tanned up and off with the corner of their mouth. Nobody. Nobody, you ain't seen nobody take his little corner, take a tatty little pack. You ain't nobody. Nobody. You was in there.
Goodness.
Yeah, he just up in here just, you know, as
so
himself.
They all take care of the kid now? What?
Well, that's y'all, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody was in there.
Yeah, crazy.
The threesome is a quadruple.
Yeah,
but the youngest one don't do nothing except break it up.
This is really crazy. They all have to share custody. Oh, okay, moving on to Aaron in Columbus. Aaron writes, I had a gig and I told my wife I was playing at a club downtown. I had the wrong address and I ended up at a club by my house. My wife came in with one of our neighbors and she was surprised to see me. Why would she sneak out like that? Uh-oh, wifey.
Yeah. Things happen. Yeah, you got a gig. Your wife went out, dog. Hey, dog. Wasn't you going out?
Well, he was working.
He was making money.
She was, too.
To take care of the family.
See, you need to find out what your wife doing on side.
With the neighbor.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we all, you know, went out. You know, my husband went out. It's, dog, I know she was surprised, but it's cool. That's life, man. Don't worry about that.
What? Don't worry about it?
Bro, why would she sneak out like that? She ain't got to ask you, can she go somewhere?
Why didn't she go see her husband? Why didn't she go see her husband at the other gig?
No, he can't sing.
He must not be good.
He can't sing. Might want to go see that ragged ass band. He been hearing that mess in the garage all that time. Not finna go down here and see y'all. Let them go out, girl. Let's go somewhere and have. She was going out to have a girls' night out. Walked in and you was there. Oh my God, he's here.
See Bill and Walter.
She won't see you. Singing them badass covers for all them songs.
What was he singing, Steve?
Singing?
Come on. I'm your mama. I'm your daddy. I'm that in the alley. I'm your doctor when you need some coke, want some weed. You know me. I'm your friend. Push your man to the end. I'm your pusher man.
He's singing Curtis Mayfield.
Yeah, the soundtrack to Superfly.
Yeah, that's what his old ass group in there doing. Then they next song, they trying to rap.
Uh-huh. Just Luther.
In New York. Concrete jungle deep the tomato. They just all over the place. One of them damn bands.
Jay-Z and Alicia
Keys.
Just some Luther.
Do dope 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 do. Doing his own damn version. Do 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 do.
But that's him. That's not even an instrument.
Yeah, that's him covering it.
That's
y'all,
him.
No, that's him. Do do boo do ba 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 do do ba 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 ba.
Oh, he really changed it, didn't he? All right. All right, last one, Steve.
Come on.
She probably left his wife. All right, this one's from last one, Jessica in the DMV. Jessica says, I rejected a guy that wanted to date me, but I messed up and had sex with him first. He told my brother that I'm easy and he didn't really want to sleep with me. My brother got angry with me instead of the guy. Why didn't he defend me?
Defend you?
Mm-hmm.
Defend you.
Defend her honor. What to do. His sister.
Why don't you defend your honor? Hell, if you act like you ain't got no honor, you want everybody to come to the rescue and save you from something you wasn't willing to defend my honor when you walk around acting like you ain't got none. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he mad at you because, damn, now he out here got my sister thinking my sister just tricky. And he said, man, I wanted to date you, man, but she slept with me, man. I'm just like, wow, bro. I was really serious.
But isn't that the ultimate goal, though? It's not so easy with it, huh?
There are men who really want to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're giving it up, he's sitting up here going, damn, that was easy.
Mm-hmm. Pretty fast.
He kissing and telling that girl, brother, her hubby.
He told because she rejected
him. Oh, they wasn't
rejected.
His ego.
Yeah.
Well, he was wrong for telling it. I don't know what kind of relationship he got with the brother, though. I really don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
He's whack.
Yeah. All right, CLO. Thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.